Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo, a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. This morning, we have a reflection from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verses 34 through 44. When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them. For they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them so they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat." He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they found out, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish." So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the grass to eat. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. And then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. This is a story that probably all of us are familiar with. It's a story that's told multiple times across different gospels. This story of the feeding of the multitudes. This one in particular is the feeding of the 5,000, but there's a feeding of the 4,000, and there's other multitudes that are fed as well. It's a very simple story, a very simple miracle that happens. People bring Jesus food. He breaks it, and as they pass it out, it becomes more than it was before. This is a tremendous miracle. We often talk about how the miracles of Jesus build upon the miracles that we had seen in the Old Testament. We see that in the book of Kings, Elijah goes to a widow of Zarephath, and from a jar of flour and a jar of oil that she has, only about a handful of flour and a little bit of oil each day keep reappearing, and she eats off of that for years, for a long period of time, until the drought is over. Here we see something greater, that Jesus takes a small amount and makes it enough food for many people. The key here is that Jesus broke the bread, blessed it, and gave it forth. When Jesus does this, what happens is the blessing of God comes upon the food, and the food fills the people. This is the same thing that happens during the Mass. During the Mass, when the priest elevates the host and then brings it down, he blesses the food, then he breaks the bread. He breaks the body of Christ that is now before him. And he distributes it to the people, and they're all fed. Brothers and sisters, our lives are called to be this very simple. We're called to come to the Lord. We're called to give our lives to him, allow him to bless us. And then we're called to be like that seed that dies, that bread that is broken, to enter into the world, and like Jesus did at the very beginning of this reading, have pity for those around us, for they're like sheep without a shepherd. Allow our hearts to be broken. Because when we're blessed and then we're broken, we can be given to the world around us. And even though we might feel that we have not that much to give, even though we might feel like, I only have 15 minutes, I only have $5, I only have whatever it is. When we offer what we have, when we offer ourselves to the Lord, allow him to bless us, to allow ourselves to be broken with pity for this world and to be given to the world around us, to given to the people around us, we'll find that in the end, we'll have more left over than we started with. This is the mystery of the multiplication of the food. This is the mystery of the gospel, that when we give ourselves fully, we receive more in return. Brothers and sisters, let us be blessed, broken, and given today for the world around us. This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Mark. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.